It's beginning to rain, rain, rain in the voice of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas.
Just great being with you. We're going to continue our series, The Call, The Chosen, The Faithful. The Call, The Chosen, The Faithful. Are you a member of the synagogue of Satan? I pray not. Or are you a member in good standing of the Israel of God? The Israel of God. Did you know that there is an Israel of God and it has nothing to do with the nation called Israel? Oh, there's a destiny for the nation of Israel, but there's also a destiny for the people of God who are called literally the Israel of God. They're the heirs of the promise of Abraham, the chosen ones. Are you chosen by God? Well, we're going to tell you who is chosen and how you can become one of the chosen. And I say become because it's really just a matter of knowing who you are, accepting it, and obeying He who is master over you. And His name, of course, is Jesus Christ, our Lord. All of that and more, it's going to be very exciting. You must listen to this series. It will change your life. If you've been listening, maybe it already has changed your life. We'd like to hear from you. Want to hear your comments on our preaching series. And we'd just like to hear from you in general. We'd like to know who's listening to Bible Home Church every week. We'd like to know a little bit about your family, about you. Tell us a little bit about your spiritual experience. And you know, one of the things I'd like to hear from you is I'd just like to have my friends write to me and say, Brother Tex, we're praying for you. We're praying for the success of the church and of the ministry. It means a lot to me, more than you know. You know, it's one thing for me to preach here on the air, but it's another to know that there are live people out there. And every day when I get to work here at the office, the first thing I look for is my mail. And I love to read it. I can't always answer every letter, but I read every letter and I will pray for your needs. If you'll let me know what your needs are, I will personally pray for you by name to our Lord. That's my promise to you. Would you let me know your prayer needs? It's a privilege. I've always said it, and it is. It's not a burden. It's an honor for you to ask me to pray for you, because I know God is going to answer prayers. Now, if you give me, there's only one thing I ask of you. If you ask me to pray for you, when God does answer your prayer, would you write back to me and say, Brother Tex, you prayed for me. I wrote to you. You prayed for me, and here is the result. That's what I want to hear from you. I want to know, because I like to have praise reports. Okay? We want to witness about the effectiveness of Jesus Christ. He will change your life according to your prayers, according to your prayer needs. Okay. Now, we want to hear from you, and we'd love, of course, if you feel led by the Holy Spirit. If you don't feel led by the Holy Spirit, do not give us any love gifts, any financial support. We don't want it unless God calls on you and touches your heart and lets you know of our needs. We do have needs. We need to pay our bills here to keep this radio program going. It's going around the world. You'd be amazed at the letters we get from the Philippines, from Ghana, from South America, from Indonesia. We're changing lives, but it all depends on you. In any case, we're going to get now right away to some beautiful music. This is the Cathedrals. All the glory belongs to Jesus. Why shouldn't it belong to Him? Of course it does. It's our job to make sure He gets the glory. I give Him the glory in this ministry, and the Cathedrals give God the glory in this song.
each could tell a story of how he brought us here, gave us hope and banished all our fears. But from our many differences, his love has made us one. This song we sing has only just begun.
As it may, God is more compassionate than me. I understand that. And you know, to some extent, I'm glad he does have mercy more than even I could bear.
if it were not for that mercy, I suppose I'd be gone too. I mean, I've never murdered anybody or even had murderous thoughts toward anybody, but certainly I'm a sinner also. And maybe I don't deserve mercy, but God has been merciful to me. And, you know, I tell you, one thing I don't want to ever do is say, Lord, give me justice. I'd probably be in a real pickle. But he has been merciful to me, and I appreciate that. Well, I'm saying all this because I want you to understand something, my friends. I believe that we may not be perfect, but those of us who know Jesus Christ as Lord are all the time constantly being molded by him. And we should indeed seek the mind of Christ. We really should. We should seek more compassion, more love, more peace. And frankly, though, there is a measure of justice that's going to be meted out to the evildoers in the last days. I think it's only a Christian thing to abhor, to hate, to despise evil and the evildoers. It is. It's only Christian. But I suppose we should be like God and pray for their redemption and their repentance, true repentance, sincere sorrow and repentance. We should pray for that. But it's tough to do it, isn't it? But maybe we need to be more like Christ himself and be willing to forgive, just as God has forgiven us of our sins. One thing is for sure. God has called only a few in these last days. And we are to be privileged, and yet we should be grateful. We should honor and revere the one who has called us. So many people believe there's a true Israel above and beyond what is called the nation of Israel, the physical small nation of Israel in the Middle East. I believe that. And there is also a synagogue of Satan. Is it led by Jews? I believe it is, but there's also many who are members of this synagogue of Satan. In fact, the majority of the world shall fall under sway, willingly so, of the synagogue of Satan. The book of Revelation discusses this synagogue of Satan in the latter times. And it's here now, my friends. Believe me. The question is, are you one of the called, the chosen, the faithful? Do you know Jesus Christ as Lord? Are you one of God's chosen people? Now, I don't care what you've heard in your churches. I don't care what you've read in the books that you find in the bookstores, the Christian bookstores. I don't care what malarkey and baloney that you come up with from Bible college professors and instructors and theologians and all of these con artists out there. I don't care what the televangelist in San Antonio and Santa Ana, California, or in Florida, or some other place down in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, has told you. I only care about one thing, my friends, in terms of the truth, and that is, what does God say? One thing I know, he says in Revelation 17, verse 14, these shall make war with the Lamb. I'm talking there about the 10 horns that are one with the beast. He says, these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them. For he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. My friends, God is finally going to put an end to all evil on this planet. He is coming again. Believe me. Jesus is coming again. And if you are one of his people, God's chosen people, you will be there with him. You will be called and chosen and faithful. Now, this is one of the most powerful things you can imagine. Because for so long, people have told you the lie that a certain race, a certain DNA type, are God's chosen people. This is absolutely a vicious lie. But most people preaching this don't even understand it's a lie. They're good people in many ways. Nice people. But they're misguided. I don't think they just said, okay, let's make up and concoct a lie to deceive the Christian church. Because, see, Paul said that men would go about deceiving and being deceived in the last days. They were deceived, and now they deceive you. And you go to church, and you hear it from the pulpit, and you just expect that your pastor is telling the truth. But it's a big, fat lie. But the pastor's been deceived himself. If you call him a liar, he wouldn't know what you're talking about. And he would say, well, how hard, how mean of you to call me that. I'm just telling you what I learned from my book that I just bought from the bookstore from some prophecy teacher. Or he may have taken one verse out of the Bible and twisted it around, because that's the way he was taught to preach in seminary. Now, we're going to quickly discuss the fact, as we talked about last week, Abraham believed and it was counted to him for righteousness by faith, not because he was a Jew. He wasn't even a Jew. He was a Babylonian. And he was made a father of many nations, not just one nation, not just the little bitty nation of Israel in the Middle East. Even Paul acknowledged this. Listen to this in Romans chapter 4, verse 17. He says, as it is written, I have made thee. Now, this is God talking to Abraham. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him who he believed. According to that which thou hast spoken, so also shall thy seed be. My friends, he believed, and God made him a father of many nations because he spoke and he said, I believe in the Lord. And so also shall the seed of Abraham be. In other words, if Abraham believed, and remember Jesus said, before Abraham was, I am. Jesus is that great I am. Abraham believed, then Abraham's seed shall also believe in the Messiah, Jesus Christ. And if you believe, my friends, you're one of God's chosen people. Are you Jewish? I don't care. Do you believe? Do you have faith in Jesus Christ? Then you're one of God's chosen people. Are you an Arab, an American, a Canadian, a person from Scotland or England or Belgium, or you're Norwegian or Swedish, Russian, Ukrainian, Italian? It doesn't matter. Maybe you come from Uganda, Ethiopia, the Congo in Africa, maybe from South Africa, maybe from Holland. It doesn't matter. Maybe from some little island, Samoa, the Bahamas, in the Pacific or the Atlantic, whichever case it may be. It doesn't matter. You can be Abraham's seed if you have the seed, which is the Word of God planted in you, which is Jesus Christ. That's the seed of Abraham. And my friends, then you are called to glory. Listen to this, what Peter said in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 said, according as his divine power hath given us unto all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory. My friends, you just don't receive glory. You're called to glory. And Peter said in 2 Peter, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. Now, I named a whole batch of races, including the Jewish race. And I said just a moment ago that if you believe in Jesus Christ, then you're God's chosen people. You say, well, wait, there are those Israelis that don't believe in Jesus. They're still God's chosen people. Baloney! Nonsense! Listen to what Peter said in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7. He said, there is one body and one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. My goodness, that covers it all. Though it is all. Are there two bodies? Can there be God's chosen people over here that are Jews that despise, hate, reject Jesus? Can that be God's chosen people just because they are of that fleshly body? They were born a Jew. Their name is Goldstein, Goldberg, Silversmith. I don't care what it is.
I'm a Jew, so I'm God's chosen. Yeah, I reject that Jesus. I can't stand him. I hate him. I'll never serve him. He can go to hell as far as I'm concerned. I'm looking for another Messiah other than Jesus. But hey, I'm Jewish. I'm one of God's chosen. Ha, ha, ha. I tell you what you are, my friend. Jesus already defined what you are. He described what you are. Your father is the devil. And his works, the devil's work, you will do. Would Tex Mars say the same thing? If a man from Bulgaria or one of the Baltic states or Germany had the same emotions, had the same non-belief and rejected Christ, yes, I'd say the same thing. Because your flesh doesn't profit you one thing. It's not your flesh, it's belief. Abraham believed. Abraham could have been black or white or Chinese, yellow or brown as you know, Aztecs are down in Mexico. It doesn't matter. It wasn't his flesh God was looking at with Abraham. It was his faith. That's what makes you one of God's chosen. Do you believe? If so, we're all one body, one spirit, one hope of our calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Ephesians 4, verses 4 through 7. Let me tell you something, my friends. I don't recognize race. You see, I'm black. Can I be one of God's chosen? What did I just say? I don't recognize race. You must be born again. And when you're born again, you're born again in spirit and in truth. John 3, verse 3. Now, you people from the KKK or these identity groups, you don't believe what I'm saying is true. I could care less about what your beliefs are. I already told you, I don't listen to what you say. I say, what does God say? And he says there's one body and one spirit. There's not one for the blacks. There's not one for Anglo-Saxons and one for Jews. That's why the Anglo-Saxon race is not God's chosen people, nor is the black race. I get letters from black people saying, we're really Israel. So you have the Anglo-Saxon emphasis out there saying, we are Israel. You have blacks out there saying, we are Israel. You have Jews out there saying, we're Israel. I say you're all of your father the devil because you don't recognize this fact and this fact alone. Your flesh means nothing. Where you came from means, even the Bible says, forget about all the genealogies. The only genealogy that the Bible cares about is the genealogical succession of Jesus Christ in Matthew chapter 1. Who did Jesus come from? What was his lineage? Now listen to me, my friends. I've gone back and I've studied my own genealogy just a little bit. Found out that I come on my father's side from Scotland. There are things about my genealogy that I've learned, sort of interesting, in terms of the flesh. But the minute I accepted Jesus Christ as Lord, I was born again in Jesus, in spirit and in truth. And my flesh can't go to heaven. I know where my flesh is going. You know where it's going? Back to dust. If you think your flesh is going to make you one of God's chosen people, look back 1,000 years from now, my friends, when you're either in heaven or in hell, when you're either in eternal prosperity and happiness or suffering and misery in hell, whichever is the case, heaven or hell, you look back 1,000 years from now and see how much your flesh meant. I was really proud. I believe in black pride. Well, whoop-de-doo, 1,000 years from now, your black pride, my friends, will be dust. I'm full of white pride. I'm a member of the KKK. Well, enjoy yourself now, my friends. And it's a very brief glint of whatever pleasure you can find now, because you're going to live in hell for eternity unless you change your attitude. Well, who really are the true spiritual Israel, people of Israel, God's chosen? You know, the Jews emphasized that they had to be circumcised, but in Philippians chapter 3, Paul said, for we are the circumcision. That means the church of Jesus. But wait, Wait, all the Gentiles, they didn't get their men, their boy child, children. They didn't become circumcised in the flesh. Nevertheless, Paul said, for we are the circumcision, which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. Paul was a Jew. He said he was of the tribe of Benjamin. He said he would like nothing better than to see. And I'm sort of, you know, paraphrasing what he said. But it was the desire of his heart that his tribesmen, the Jews, be saved. You know, you might believe the same way.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.